This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Steve Inskeep is on assignment. I'm Susan Stamberg. British police today raided several residences in northern England as part of their investigation of last week's attack on London's transportation system. So far, 52 people are known dead in the four bombings across the British capital last Thursday. Over the BBC, London's police commissioner, Ian Blair, discussed the significance of today's raids.
The breaking news is that there have been a series of searches carried out in Yorkshire connected to this investigation by officers of the Metropolitan Police executing warrants under the Terrorism Act. Those searches are still going on. There's very much little I can say except to say that this activity is directly connected with the outrages of Thursday.
NPR's Ivan Watson joins us now from London. Good morning, Ivan.
Good morning, Susan.
What more can you tell us about these police raids today?
Well, the police have roped off a couple of quiet streets in the city of Leeds. It's about 3 hours' drive northwest of London. They've called it a pre-planned intelligence-led operation. They've swept through five residences there. No arrests have been made so far, police say. And this is significant because these are the first publicized raids by police since the July 7th attacks. A little context here. Leeds has a large Muslim and Asian community, and it was the scene of race riots 4 years ago between Asian and white British youths.
Mm-hmm. Only a few of the people who were killed on Thursday have been identified. What is it that is taking so long?
Well, police say they've only identified two people so far, officially, and they say they're going through the grisly work of identifying the bodies and the body parts of the victims. And this is probably being slowed down a bit by the investigation, because police have not ruled out the possibility that the bodies of bombers could be mixed in among the victims. But this is really trying the patience of some of the distraught families and friends of people who have been missing since Thursday, who want some closure, and some of them have taken to the airwaves criticizing the British authorities.
Mm-hmm. I understand there is an American among those killed.
Well, the State Department has said one American was killed in the attacks, and a spokesman for the family of a New Yorker named Michael Matsushita, he spoke to New York Radio and said that the family has given up hope that Mr. Matsushita is still alive. He's been missing since Thursday. This is a multicultural city. The victims are of all different races and ethnic groups and religious groups and nationalities. Mm-hmm. In addition to the British nationals, you have the French embassy saying they're looking for ten French citizens, and the Polish embassy saying they're trying to reach 15 Polish citizens. They're worried that three Polish women may have been on those subway trains on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Meantime, there are thousands of American servicemen, servicewomen stationed near London. Some new security measures were announced for them after the bombings and then changed. Please explain.
Well, the U.S. Embassy here just announced that this order was lifted. There was an order out after the bombings banning 12,000 servicemen and women from two U.S. Air Force bases from traveling to London for their safety and security, U.S. military spokesman said. And this was quickly criticized by British lawmakers in the press, who said this contradicts the British government, which has been urging people not to be intimidated by the terror attacks. Today, a parliament member said, quote, "I would have hoped our American allies could show a little more courage." And it's also been slammed by the British press. The Daily Mail called this timid and said, quote, "It was business as usual in brave and resilient London, though not if you were a member of the world's most powerful military machine."
Oh, my. How has the rest of Europe been reacting to these bombings?
Well, there have been a number of scares across Europe. Italy evacuated a terminal at its airport in Rome a couple of days ago. Copenhagen, Danish police have evacuated in the past several times trains and train stations. And security has been stepped up, for instance, in the subway and rail systems in France and in Turkey. And Italy's interior minister has made a surprise visit to Libya to discuss terrorism with Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan leader, and is expected to propose some new counterterrorism measures. There are British government officials who are also proposing to do the same today in meetings with European counterparts, making more strict legislation for seizing financial assets of suspected terrorist organizations, and also getting mm-hmm. more information from telecommunications calls and emails.
Thanks very much. NPR's Ivan Watson in London.